morning. So let us go to Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for this time where we can come together to hear what thus says the Lord. Father, we ask that you place a hedge of protection around the Des De Leon family and artist's life. Lord, we ask that you continue to keep our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, in your care. Father God, you know every need, spoken and unspoken, and as the speaker comes forth, we ask right now in the name of Jesus that you just bring the word that you see fit, oh God. Just move the speaker out of your way and use the speaker as you see fit. Lord, we just want to make sure that we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor that is due you. Lord, we love you, we glorify you, we magnify you, and we call it done in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we say amen, amen, and amen. We are so glad that you have joined us this morning, and we can't wait for you to get the blessing of the word that is coming forth. I will now turn the call over to our host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Kai. Can you hear me?
Of course I can, my beautiful Mississippi Queen. The floor is yours.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Kai. I tell you, you're such a blessing, and you have such a cordial voice. You know, you just flow into the spirit, and we thank you for seating and greeting everyone into the telecommunication sanctuary this morning. Good morning, TMC family. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call on this Trouble Don't Last Always Tuesday morning. And I am Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in the Ocean Springs. And I, along with Minister Kai, say welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call. And let me just briefly tell you a little bit about this call. It started back in October 2010. Oh, my goodness. We are approaching 8 years of celebration, you guys. And it started with our wonderful, wonderful co-founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton. We're so thankful that they said yes to the Master. And the word that we stand on is Psalm 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, we also have a mission statement, and it is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And we know that it has been doing that for so many for these 7+ years. Now, we do have a website. It is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. When you'll notice that all the messages have been archived there, as well as the bios of our speaker. Now, our speakers. Now, the theme for the year is, in 2018, through me, supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. Now, somebody out there may be saying, oh my, yes, I definitely want to be a part of this wonderful ministry and be a blessing to others. And you can do so by sending information to info@themasterscall.net. You can greet, as Minister Kai did so wonderfully. You can host, which is what I'm doing. And then you may even have a word from the Lord, and we definitely want to hear it. Send your information to info@themasterscall.net. You can also send your prayer requests as well as your praise reports. Now, what brought us all together? This awesome, awesome, the best health and wellness company on this side of heaven, Artists International, which was established by Antonio Diaz de Leon over 28 years ago, and now we're under the umbrella of Artist Life, where you'll notice that we definitely have the best products around the world, and we are helping people all over the world with their health. Get with the person that invited you to this call, and I'm sure they'll be more than happy to help you with that information. Now, today, we, as well as any other day from Monday through Friday, after this call, we have the new morning motivational call where you can get more information about what artist products are all about. And that number is 712-770 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. And the PIN is 294-617#. Today is Presidential Tuesday, where Minister Edith Byrd will be hosting that call. Get on that call and get more great information. And, oh my goodness, get ready for the regional event that will be held in Cincinnati, Ohio, October 5th, 6th, and 7th at the Radisson Hotel, the Cincinnati Riverfront. You definitely want to get your rooms today, if you haven't done so already. That number is 859-491-1200. Again, 859-491-1200. And you will fly into the CVG Airport. And you can go to your back office and get your tickets, which are only $39. You definitely want to be in that event. Team Trinity Plus One is hosting, and oh my goodness, they are fired up and ready for everyone to join, where I'm telling you, it's going to be a time out of this world. Well, enough. I'm going to get back with announcements later on, but I'm so excited for this woman of God that's about to come before us and give us a word from the Lord. She is a woman of God who has definitely been a blessing to the masses. I am talking about evangelist Wanda Walker. She accepted the Lord as her personal Savior in 1984 at the Sunrise Missionary Baptist Church under the tutelage of Elder Jerome Lowry, the senior pastor of that church, and she was later filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Now, after her spiritual conversion, the Lord had another plan. And 3 years later, the Lord led Evangelist Wanda to Monument of Faith Evangelistic Church under the tutelage of the late great Apostle Richard D. Hinton from Chicago, Illinois. And then Evangelist Wanda, currently, when she became a member at that time, she served as an ordained minister. So she has the anointing to preach, to teach, and to help people around the world who have suffered abuse. She has worked in various capacities as she served the Lord in the richness of his holiness. She is a preacher. She is a teacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ. She loves to help hurting people. She is married to the wonderful William Walker. She has three beautiful children, three beautiful grandchildren, and two great-grandchildren. She is a woman of God who stands on God's word, will pray you from the East Coast to the West Coast. She is a woman who says, God is wonderful. He is good. So I'm introducing to some, presenting to others, our very own evangelist, Wanda Walker, from Chicago, Illinois. Are you there, Minister Wanda Walker?
Yes, I am. Minister Brenda, thank you so much, and God bless you richly.
God bless you. Take it away.
Well, good morning, everyone. Praise the Lord. It was so good to hear your voice, Minister Guy. Oh, it just did my heart so glad to know that I'm going to get a chance to meet you face to face. Oh, what a privilege. Thank you so much for greeting us with that. Blessed. Ooh, glory. Blessed. Trouble don't last always Tuesday. And Minister Brenda, you just dear to my heart. Thank God, first of all, for being God in my life. Ooh, Jesus. Thank God for Pastor V. Thank God for Dr. PK. Thank God for each and every last one of my TMC family sisters. Thank and brother. Thank God for the D.S. Delian family. Thank God, thank God, thank God. Now, we're going to go into the word of the Lord and just let God say whatever he wants to say. We're going to go to Romans, the 8th chapter, and we're going to start reading at the 29th verse. And this is Paul that wrote the letter, which has blessed me so many times, and it will over and over. Now, we're going to start at the 29th verse, and it reads, "For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate beforehand, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified, made right. And whom he justified, then he also glorified." The 31st verse. "What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?" Now, I'm going to just focus in on 31b. If God be for us, who can be against us? Now, that's a question. And each and every one of us can answer that question. If God be for us, who can be against us? Now, my title is, why should I back down if God is bagging me up? Why should I back down if God is backing me up? 31b, if God be for us, who can be against us? Now, I will answer that question. God is for me. There was a time I would think, no, he not for me, because I'm doing things that is not pleasing in his sight. Excuse me. I'm not, you know, he's not for me because I still smoke, I still party, you know, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm doing everything that I shouldn't be doing. So he is not for me. But when I became born again, I became a new creature. The old things passed away, and behold, all things became new. And he let me know that he loved me in spite of me. So when I found out that God is for me, then I realized and I recognized, who can be against me? Can't nobody be against me unless I allow them to. If, and that little, I mean, it's only two letters, two alphabets. If, and when you know that God is for you, no matter what you are going through, no matter what happens in your life, you know beyond a shadow of a doubt, God got your back. Now, I know many of y'all know that you've had friends or you've had whomever to say that, girl, I got your back. I got you. Now, that's the thing they say. That's the term they use. Now, I got you. I got your back, Wanda. I got your back. Do you really have my back? Do you have my back when I'm going through? Do you have my back when, or do you just have my back when I'm up and I'm looking out for you? I'm there for you. Do you have my back when my back is up against the wall, when I'm going through? Do you have my back like you say you got my back? You say you for me? You say I'm this and I'm that? You know what I have learned? I have learned. The only person that truly have my back is the Lord. We will say out our mouths, I got your back. I am for you. I'm with you. But you know what? When I need you, are you there? If you got my back, you got my back at all times. So I found out. I say, Lord, you know what? You got me, and I know you got me, and I know you for me. So if you is for me, who can be against me? Can't nobody be against me because you are for me. No matter what, come what may, you are there. You always there. Through thick and you always there. And one thing, you know, the whole armor of God. You know, you gird up your loins about with truth, and y'all know it all. Feet shod with the preparation of God. But guess what? We don't have nothing for our back. Why we don't have nothing for our back? Because God got our back. He got our back no matter what. We don't have to look and wonder and worry. We know he is for us, if you know that. And I'm sure that the people that are on this call know that God is for you. So if he for you, when the trials and the tribulations come, hallelujah, he is right there. He is going to bag you up. He's going to let you know all is well. You can make it. I got you. You going to go through. You going through to get through. Things was happening to me on the left, on the right, the front, the back. Oh, my God. I've never heard of so many people close to me dying. I never had it to happen. I could go into so many things. If they weren't dying, they was going to the hospital. This was happening. That was, I mean, it was hitting. So I say, you know what? God is for me. God, you with me. And I thank y'all for your prayers because you know what? Trouble don't last always. It's so true. But guess what? Trouble is still here. And it's going to be here until we leave. But one thing about it, if we know God got us and we know he for us, can't nobody be against us. Politics can't be against us. Friends can't be against us. Family can't be against us. Nobody can be against us. They can attack us. They can do whatever they're doing. They can do it. But when we know that he is for us and he got us, we know we're going to come through. We know we're going to make it. So I thank and I praise God to know that he's for me. He got my back. Nothing and nobody could come against us, not even finances, because I win. It looked like I'm not, but I win no matter what because he is for me. So if he for me, name one that can be against us. Can't nobody be against us if he is for us, and he is for us. He sent his only begotten son to die for us that we may have the victory. that we may walk in the fullness of him, that we may know, that we know, that we know he is for us. When we on the mountaintop, hallelujah, he's right there. When we in the valley, he's right there. He don't say, no, you're too low now. I'm not coming down to your level. Mm-mm. He right there saying, come on, baby. You can make it. Come on. Come on, daughter. I got you. I got your back. Don't worry about nothing because I got your back. I am for you. And I got some people that's for you, too. Look around you. Observe. Know that I got some that is for you. Trust, lean, depend on me, but know that I got you. God is doing a new thing, and it's springing forth. The best is yet to come, not just for me, but for his people. For the body of Christ, when we know that we know that we know he's for us, we are able to conquer anything. God is good. I love him so much. I cannot make this journey without. When he let me know, I got you. I'm not against you. I love you. I'm for you. You can make it, and you will make it. Continue to trust in me. He's for us, y'all. He's more than the world against us. So we're somebody in Christ Jesus. We are people that, hallelujah, are ambassadors, ruling and reigning, being all that the Lord will have us to be if we allow him. If we allow him. If Wanda, let me just make it personal. If Wanda allow him. And Wanda is allowing him. When Wanda said another yes, the trial. The tribulations are going to come, but it's nothing new under the sun because God said it was going to happen if I was going to live holy. And I'm going to live holy. I'm going to live for Jesus. So if I'm going to live for Jesus, I'm going to go through. So think it not strange. He's for us. He's not against me. He's for me. And when I'm going the wrong way, he let me know, come back. And he'll draw me back with love. So he's for me. Can't nobody be against me. I can't name one. They can attack. The devil, he is doing his job. And he's supposed to do his job. And I'm supposed to do mine. And knowing I win, he's for me. He's not against me. He loves me. He don't hate me. He loves me. So if I know that I know that I know he's for me, he got my back, why would I sit and worry? Wanda. He got me. So when I know that he got me, I don't have to worry about nothing. Just rest in that. I don't have to back down because he's backing me up. He's for me. I can make it through any test or trial. I can make it. So God bless you all. I love you all. Thank you all for your prayers. And the best is yet to come for the TMC family. God bless you all in the hands. of the host.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Thank you so much, Evangelist Wanda Walker, for that profound message. God's got us. Praise the Lord. I will be calling you back to close us out with the benediction. But right now what we're going to do is go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. We thank you, O God, for this Tuesday morning, this time where we can come before you and bow at your feet and say thank you, Lord, for just trusting in us to trust in you, for giving us life everlasting, for allowing us to be heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ, for keeping us in perfect peace as our minds are stayed on you. We thank you, Lord, that you have our backs, O God. And you told us, Lord, if God be for us, who can be against us? Oh, glory to God. We know that trouble don't last always, but we know that when we're going through that the sufferings of this world can't be compared to the glory that's instilled in each and every one of us. We thank you, Lord, for this woman of God who have poured into us virtues of blessings, Lord God, with the word of God to remind us that you have our backs. Thank you, Lord God, for keeping her in every way, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for pouring back into her virtues of love and peace and joy and blessings, Lord God, all that she needs and all that she desires and even the more, oh God, because you're that kind of God. You're El Shaddai. And we thank you, Lord God, for every person on this call. We ask that you bless them and keep them in every way, oh God. Strengthen them, Lord, as they go forth this day, realizing that you have made them the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, and no weapon formed against them will prosper. And with that, Lord God, we're lifting up all those that are going through challenges this morning, Lord God. Dorothy Nelson's family, Lord God, with bereavement. Thank you, Father, for strengthening Tompkins' family, the Coleman family, the Pendergrass family, the Peters and Witherspoon family, the Brown family, Lord God, and even those that we don't know, Father, we ask that you keep them in perfect peace. Put your arms around them and let them know, Father, that you are there with them. We thank you, even those that are going through challenges with their health, Lord God, Miss Jessie, Lord God, and Mother Christopher, Lord God. We thank you for Irma Kendricks, Lord God. We ask that you heal them from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. Brenda Malone, we call her the healed by the blood of the Lamb. We thank you, Father God, because your word told us by your stripes we were and we are healed. So we thank you in advance for doing the work, not by might, it's not by power, but it's by your precious Holy Spirit. We give your name glory and honor for the event, and we know, Father, that you got your arms around all those that are making preparations. We glorify you, Father, for artist life in its entirety. Thank you for the blessings from the East Coast to the West Coast, from the North to the South. We glorify you for doing it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I tell you, TMC family, you definitely want to share this with somebody, and to do so, you can give them this number, 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. The PIN is the same, 957-677-POUND. And the new morning motivational call is coming up next with Minister Edith Byrd as the host on this Presidential Tuesday. That number is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. I want to say a happy, happy, happy birthday to our minister, Willa Peters, whose birthday was yesterday, and we just love you. We appreciate you, and we thank God for you, woman of God, and we're just giving God glory and celebrate with you as you celebrate the years that God has blessed you with. We love you, and thank you, Minister Kai, for seating and greeting everyone this morning with the Trouble Don't Last Always Tuesday tag. And thank you again, Evangelist Wanda Walker, for that profound message this morning. Would you please come back and close us out with the benediction?
Yes, God bless you too. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. God bless you. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.